Hello.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division, returning a call back from this number. May I speak with the person who requested the call?
Yes, ma'am, that would be me.
How can I help you today?
Okay, I was a 1099 employee and have been terminated. Can I file for unemployment?
If you're unemployed, we're able to file an unemployment claim for you.
Okay.
May I have your social?
423-040598.
Verify your name and date of birth.
Suzanne Shoemaker, June 15th, 1962.
When is the last time you filed a weekly certification?
The last time I filed would have been about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, I can go ahead and file a new claim for you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I have a Bachelor of Science degree.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Johnston with a T.
Do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
What state is it listed in, and what is the license number?
Alabama 4061194.
That was 4061194.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Into your checkings or savings.
Checking.
What is your routing number?
It is 0622-03955.
Your account number?
104-40602.
You verify your mailing address?
1111 Hillendale Drive, Tuscumbia, Alabama.
Your zip code as well?
35674.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What is your primary contact number?
256-627-6774.
256-627-6774.
Yes, ma'am.
And the address was 1111 Hillendale Drive, Tuscumbia, Alabama, 35674.
Yes, ma'am.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned a lease? They have a 2000 Toyota Camry, 2002 Volkswagen Sebring, a 2004 Mercedes-Benz, a 2008 Audi A4, or have never been associated with any of these?
The Camry.
Okay, next question is, which of the following street addresses in Sheffield have you ever lived at or been associated with? They have 3108 East 12th Avenue, 65R1, 713 South Columbia Avenue, 806 and Annapolis Avenue, or never been associated, none of the above, and not familiar with this property.
I think it would be the Route 165. That would have been a long time ago.
Okay, next question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? They have Amigos Insurance Marketing, Colonial Bank, Flint Woods Wholesales, G Productions, or none of the above?
Colonial Bank.
Okay, back to filing the claim. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
Well, I don't guess so because I don't know what that is.
Are you filing for the disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am, just unemployment.
When is the last day that you worked?
We could go today.
We need the date.
Okay, hold on, let me look. February 7th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission base or have a real estate license?
I do not have a real estate license. I have an insurance license.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title or job description, which reflects your skills and job history? This will help classify the types of jobs you may be qualified for.
I was worksite benefits coordinator.
And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Not necessarily.
What occupation are you trying to gain employment in?
I was looking in banking or sales.
Who was your last employer?
Liberty National Insurance.
What is their address?
1120 Bradshaw Drive, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
What was the city and state?
Florence, Alabama.
So that was 1120 Bradshaw Drive, Florence, Alabama, 35630.
Yes, ma'am.
What is their phone number?
Oh, hold on just a second. Let me find it. Let's see. I don't ever call it. Okay, it's 256-766-1521.
It was 256-766-1521.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your employee start date when you started there?
October of October 29th, 2018.
And the last day that you worked?
February 7th, 2022.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any other following pay? For any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And this is your last employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is the reason you're no longer working?
We just came to a mutual agreement that it wasn't working out.
So were you discharged? Did you quit?
That was discharged.
Name and title of the person that discharged you?
Clint McLean, agency owner.
And the discharge date was the 7th?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Failure to provide information.
Okay, and did you commit to the act that your employer alleges?
Yes.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to get everything delivered that needed to be delivered.
If you're approved for benefits, do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits shared with Hill for federal income tax if you approve?
Sure.
And are you still aware of your four-digit PIN that you use to do your weekly certification, or do you need for us to set a temporary PIN for you?
Now say that again.
Are you aware of your four-digit PIN that you would use to do your weekly certification, or do you need for us to set a temporary PIN for you?
If I tell you what it is, can you tell if that's the correct?
No, ma'am, we don't have access to the information.
Okay. Let me get a piece of paper and pencil, and I'll write down this temporary PIN. Okay.
Your temporary PIN would be 9862.
Okay.
This is a closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim that we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center systems or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number that you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed may result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.